And his voice gets
hoarse,
scratchy. And if he goes, you say he has a
hacking cough. If you had a spit with it, you wouldn't last long.
Yeah, that's right. If men came in with furniture and were delivering it, and you wanted to direct them, you'd say, well, just
set it there, please.
If children are making a great deal of noise and you wish them to stop it, you'd say, all right, you children, now.
That's enough of it.
If you wish them to, would you say anything else?
Might have to.
Yeah.
And calm down.
Yeah. And
quiet down.
If it gets to the point that they do it again and you lose your patience, you say, if you do that one more time, I'll
spank.
A person who can't hear is
deaf.
My George, this is just going like that. If a man comes in from the field where he's been working in the sun and his shirt is just all wet, someone said, did someone pour water on him? You might say, no, that's just on there because he
has sweated or perspired.
And this
horses
is
sweat and people perspire.
Yeah, I sweat like a horse. This isn't a very attractive thing to talk about now, but one of those sores that has a hard center, sometimes they'll come
a boil with a core.
Yeah, and then the fluid in that is
pus.
And it won't be just flat and level, it will be
protruding.
That means that the flesh there has
bulged out.
And that means anything else? Swells?
Come to a head. Or swollen,
uh-huh. And if a man gets shot, the place where the bullet went in is called a
wound.
And with horses sometimes, when they cut themselves on wire, the wound won't heal. There'll be that red, angry flesh in there.
Festers or proud flesh.
Uh-huh. Oh, if they're burying a friend of yours and you didn't know about it, you might come in and to find out the cause of death, you'd say to another friend, can you tell me what he
died of? Just end it in a preposition and be done with it.
And other terms for died. Any special ones? She.
I just always say die. Some people say passed on or.
Yeah, it's interesting that it all means the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then
deceased.
When a person dies, the body is sent to the undertaker, and then it's put in a
casket.
And then they go to there's a meeting at the church, and there is a
funeral.
And then the body is taken out to the
cemetery.
And if it's a man, his widow will wear black, and you say that she is
in mourning.
And someone to console her might come up and say, oh, everything will be all right, so there's no need to
weep
or
cry.
And if she's disturbed and concerned about things in the future,
the future will take care of itself.
So there's no need to
worry.
Diseases, I don't know if this is a disease, but it's certainly an affliction where the joints get stiff and sore.
Arthritic condition.
Anything else that this is called?
Rheumatism.
And the disease where the membrane forms in the throat with children?
Diphtheria.
And the one where they turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
The one where there's a pain down here in the right side?
Appendicitis.
Is that ever called anything else?
Not that I know of.
I heard colic for that the other day.
Oh, colic's what babies have when their formula doesn't agree with them.
Yeah, that's what it's always meant to me, but these people insisted that was colic. Mm. If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and just churn around here,